Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we did pivot. We're trying to get a hold of Dr. Sarah Gerstedt, medical director of outpatient mental health services at Children's, because another alarming report last night in 60 Minutes about kids and mental health. And it's certainly a topic we have covered a lot with other guests. But 60 Minutes is such a ratings monster, and so many people probably consumed it, we thought it made sense. Unfortunately, we're just not able to get a hold of the doctor. So we also know that Shaletta, just to talk about the power of Shaletta, has an op-ed, not the Trib, not the Pioneer Press, not WCCRadio.com, the Charlotte Observer. Her continued quest for worldwide domination. Before we talk about it, I want to offer up one correction for you. I saw you calling me out on the Twitter machine when you did your show at the farmer's market, and you suggested I said I was going to be there this weekend. I did not, because I was in lovely Duluth, but I plan on attending the Robbinsdale Farmer's Market multiple times. I'm very intrigued about it. So I hope it worked. Did everything work out well when you were there?
It was great. And I had forgotten all about it. But I'm going to just tell you, I love my listeners because they are so petty. I love pettiness. And so it was just a whole bowl of petty LaBelle, because Mr. Bob and Miss Jodine, they live in Robbinsdale, and he was out working in the garage, and he heard me on the radio, and he was like, Jodine, come on, let's go and remind Shaletta that Chad said he was coming, and he didn't show up. And so then they gassed me all up, so then I called you out, and you did tell me you were in Duluth, but I wasn't thinking about that. Accuracy was not important then, because Mr. Bob and Miss Jodine were gassing me up, and so I was on attack mode. I had my fangs out. So, yeah, so we really enjoy giving you a hard time. They were so tickled.
Now, I love that, and thank you to those folks, because I love stirring the pot. I don't necessarily getting run over as if I'm just pavement, like fresh pavement, and you're rolling over me, but you're fully capable of doing that. I'm well aware of that.
Yes, you are.
Okay, Charlotte Observer op-ed, how did this happen?
Well, Steve Thompson, this is all Steve Thompson's fault. So Steve Thompson and I were in the studio together. We have not been in the studio together for 3 years since COVID. And the one thing that I love about Steve Thompson is that we talk. We got kids. He's a great dad. And, you know, he's a person who can do pops and pop culture and politics. And
very
sports.
Versatile.
I mean, very versatile. One of the smartest and best kept secrets at CTO Radio. But one of the things that we always do between shows, that we did before COVID, was we talk. And I forgot how important that was, just the interaction with our coworkers that we missed. And he said, have you seen the movie Air? And I said, no, I haven't. He said, Michael Jordan's mom's a beast. I know when you see it, you're going to be inspired by her, because she reminded me of you, how she's just demanding her word. She's not taking any crap off of anybody. And so I watched the movie, Chad. I have to say that I was blown away by Dolores Jordan and the role she played in single-handedly bringing down the whole shoe industry. And so, you know what? It's unfair that these companies are making billions of dollars off these athletes and the athletes are getting a flat fee. She single-handedly changed the game. She shook down the CEO of Nike. The movie was amazing. Viola Davis played Dolores Jordan. Viola Davis's husband is in it, Chris Tucker. Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing movie. But I was so touched and moved by Dolores Jordan's story that I was like, I got to write something down, because I looked at her history and this woman had never received a business award. She's won awards for being Michael Jordan's mama, humanitarian, you know, philanthropy, but nothing to celebrate her brilliance in business. And I was like, you know what? It's time to change that. And somebody's got to do something. And by somebody, I mean me. So I said, I'm going to write an op-ed in the Charlotte Observer celebrating not only Dolores Jordan, but so many African-American women who have done brilliant things, whether it is business or science, and shine a spotlight on their accomplishments.
Well, as you probably have read, and Ben Affleck has told this story a number of times, he has a relationship with Michael. It sounds like maybe from poker, that they've played poker together.
You know, Michael's a big gambler.
Yes, he is. So he met with Michael, showed him the script. Michael approved it. Michael had one request for the movie, only one request, according to Affleck, that Viola Davis plays his mom. And she was Viola Davis. She's pretty much fabulous.
Viola Davis does. Yeah.
She's fabulous in anything she does. And she is, she's central to the movie. I mean, she is central to the movie. And some parts I've read of the story, they take some liberties with it. But by all accounts, that part, the role that Dolores Jordan played, how forceful she was, how professional she was, how she wanted this not just to be a standard deal. And as you point out, she was a boss. She was going to stand up to Nike, and she made one of the greatest sports deals of all time for Nike and for her family and for Michael in particular.
And for generations to come, yep. Kobe, LeBron, Allen Iverson, Sprewell, none of these guys are millionaires with passive incomes in the seven figures if Dolores Jordan hadn't shook down the CEO of Nike on a phone in her kitchen, hooked to the wall with a rag on her shoulder. No social media help, no Google, no email, no business degree. This woman and her brilliance, it moved me to tears. I have to tell you, I watch that movie at least once or twice a week. Because I'm just so inspired by her. But I was getting my award with Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal, and I thought, I ain't did nothing close to what this woman has done, what she's accomplished, the impact that she's still having on society in the business world. And nobody ever thought enough of her to give her an award for business. So I'm going to just tell you, I'm not supposed to be talking about this. We talked about a top secret deal that I had with Michael Jordan, and you thought I was just joking around. I'm not, you know, and I'm not going to say that you doubted me. I'm not going to say that. But I think we have it. Dave, do we have that on tape? Do we have that, Dave?
We've got it somewhere.
No? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to need you to pull it up, because on October 26th at the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown Minneapolis, I'm going to honor Mrs. Dolores Jordan.
Oh!
With the Dolores Jordan Disruptor Award. Every year for the next however long until God calls me home, I'm going to honor a woman who was never highlighted or spotlighted or appreciated or honored for her accomplishments. And, you know, she's 81 years old. You know, we got to do this now. And yeah, so I'm going to do it on October the 26th, which is the day she signed the Nike deal.
Oh, at the Four Seasons also, you
said. At the Four Seasons, yes.
Whoa,
I mean, it was either the Red Roof Inn or the Four Seasons. the Red Roof Inn was booked. And so I was like, well, let me go ahead and go on over to the Four Seasons.
You know, just briefly on that, what a lazy name by the Ray, the Red Roof Inn. Like, I mean, Harrigan, were they literally sitting around going, I don't know, our roof's probably red. Let's go Red Roof Inn.
Well, the name may have came first and said, well, we got to get the shingler guy up there.
Which did come first? I don't know. Now, are you also guaranteeing us that Michael Jeffrey Jordan will be there on October 26th?
I cannot guarantee that Michael Jeffrey Jordan will be there, but this is just me thinking. I'm honoring his mama. Why would he not come?
Well, all I know is if you end up getting Michael Jordan on the air with Adam and Jordana, I might run you over with the car.
I'm being on myself.
If this is a little Nas X thing again, I mean, okay. Let's just go on the solar system. Little Nas X is Pluto.
Oh, my God.
Michael Jordan is Saturn, okay? I mean, if Michael Jeffrey Jordan ends up on any show, but right here, noon to three, it's over for you.
Can he come on my show?
No,
this is the thing about you. You forget I also have a show, okay? Can he come on my show?
No, October 26th, I'm already on my calendar. It's a Thursday.
Please.
It's a Thursday. Your show is on a Saturday. Although by now, you probably will have had me fired by then, and you'll be hosting noon to three, and I maybe can text in, you know?
Yeah, you could text in. You could give live updates on social. But this is the thing. I have gotten, since that Charlotte Observer article came out, and everybody's kind of figuring out what's really going on, I've gotten so many calls and from people in Charlotte. Like, I wish I could show you my phone log. Everybody's like, it's either 919 or 918. I can't remember. But all of a sudden, I got all these calls because I'm listed. I want the money to find me, so I'm not unlisted. I'm easy to find.
I want the money to be able to find me.
I'm listed, okay? I answer all calls. You don't have to be in the phone. I'm saying hello. And so I got one of the most special calls I got today was from Michael Jordan's history professor at the University of North Carolina, Dr. Curry. And no,
are we sure this wasn't somebody saying he was the history professor?
No. I looked him up. He's an old white guy, so he talked a lot. So I'm figuring, you know, old white guys, they don't lie. They always tell the truth. So he said his name is Dr. Cuddy.
Old white guys talk a lot.
Old white guys are the most honest and most talkative guys in the world.
Okay, you know, honesty. I got some old white guys, I'm going to tell you. Not the most truthful.
But he was telling me the story of how Dolores Jordan taught Michael how to dart his socks. And the man was telling me all about how he watched Michael Jordan dart his socks. And I'm like, what is darting? I don't know what that is. Well, apparently back in the day when those college athletes used to go to games, they had to dress up like suit and tie and socks and nice trousers and stuff. Well, apparently, you know, the Jordans, they're just hardworking people. They didn't have a lot of money for brand new stuff all the time. And so apparently Michael Jordan's socks, when they would get holes in them or they would wear out, she had taught him how to mend his socks. So Dr. Cuddy was telling me the story. You know, I've just been getting calls and emails and text messages from people who are just so grateful that somebody is recognizing this woman after all these years.
Congrats again. Another great pursuit. Congratulations on the op-ed. I look forward to letting you know how it works out when Michael's in studio with me. Noon to 3, October 26th.
Okay, great. Okay.
3 hours.
Okay, I'll let you. We want them the whole 3 hours. Okay, so we should really plan the award event for Mrs. Jordan around your show.
I would actually, I'll do this. He can play with me at Windsong October 26th. I'll record a brief 5-minute interview with him afterwards. Let's just do that. I got to go. Follow Shaletta right now. Shaletta is funny. You can see the Charlotte Observer story. In fact, Dave, why don't we just retweet it to @ChadHartmanShow. We'll do that during the break right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!